The head of Agricultural Economics and Agribusiness, University of Ghana, Legon, Dr. Irene Ejir, has urged farmers and consumers to be well sensitized to the need to prevent post-harvest losses. Stakeholders must also be encouraged to invest in agriculture to minimize post-harvest losses. Dr. Ejir, who said this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, urged farmers to use modern technology to enable the country to be self-sufficient to export more produce.
Because the commodity is still breathing, it is not nails, it is not wood. That is where food handling is different from these things that are non-food. Because if you don't take care, then you introduce foodborne diseases. And that is where everybody who is handling, from the farmer to the consumer, needs to be well sensitized. Because if I have purchased cabbage and I get home and I don't treat it well before I cook it, or I don't bring it to adequate boil before I eat it, or I don't wash it well because I'm using it for salad and I'm not cleaning it properly, we are not keeping to the food safety rule. And that is why everybody who is in the agricultural value chain needs to be well trained or sensitized that you count in our food safety maintenance in this country.
Then how do you assess our policies on food sufficiency?
From the data that I have watched over the last decade, you will see that apart from rice, when you take plantains, when you take millet, sorghum, cowpea, groundnut, maize, cassava, yam, even cocoyam, we are told that what we need, we are able to produce. So the data that the Statistical Research and Information Directorate has provided, and I have it in view as I'm talking, we are relaunching the State of the Ghanaian Economy report that also compiles. We are self-sufficient in a number of our staples apart from rice.
Dr. Irene Ejir is Head of Agricultural Economics and Agribusiness of the University of Ghana, Legon.